In this video, we are going to talk about mobilizing ministry without burning out the pastor. Many pastors love ministry deeply. They love preaching the word. They love praying with people. They love visiting the sick. They love helping families. They love seeing people grow in Christ. But love for ministry does not mean one pastor can carry every ministry need alone. Pastors can become exhausted when they are expected to be the main preacher, counselor, visitor, administrator, officiant, fundraiser, crisis responder, evangelist, youth mentor, conflict mediator, and community representative. In many churches, especially small churches, rural churches, church plants, and legacy churches, the pastor becomes the default answer to every need. Someone is in the hospital. Call the pastor. A family needs a funeral. Call the pastor. A couple needs marriage preparation. Call the pastor. A young adult needs guidance. Call the pastor. A ministry needs organizing. Call the pastor. A conflict needs attention. Call the pastor. Of course, pastors should shepherd. But the New Testament vision is not that one person does all ministry. Ephesians 4 teaches that ministry leaders equip the saints for the work of service, so the body of Christ is built up. That means pastoral leadership includes multiplication. The pastor equips others to serve. This is not neglect. This is obedience. A pastor who trains others is not stepping away from care. The pastor is multiplying care. A church may train officiants to serve weddings and funerals. It may train chaplains for visitation and community care. It may train life coach ministers for discipleship support. It may train elders and deacons for shepherding and service. It may train micro church leaders for neighborhood ministry. When this happens, more people receive care, and the pastor is less isolated. Mobilizing ministry also helps prevent another danger: passive church culture. When the pastor does everything, members may begin to believe ministry belongs only to clergy. They attend, watch, receive, and occasionally volunteer, but they do not see themselves as called. But when pastors invite people into training and ministry roles, the church begins to wake up. A retired believer discovers chaplaincy. A young adult discovers leadership. A couple opens their home. A deacon grows in mercy ministry. A teacher grows in biblical confidence. A life coach minister helps others take faithful steps. This kind of mobilization does not happen by accident. It requires a pathway. First, notice potential leaders. Second, invite them into conversation. Third, connect them to training. Fourth, provide mentoring and oversight. Fifth, give small supervised assignments. Sixth, endorse and commission when appropriate. Seventh, continue supporting and correcting with love. Christian Leaders Institute can help provide accessible training. Christian Leaders Alliance can help provide study-based ministry recognition and ordination pathways. But the local church provides the relational wisdom, oversight, and ministry context. Pastor, burnout is not a badge of faithfulness. Faithful pastors care deeply, but they also equip wisely. You do not have to carry every ministry need alone. There may be people in your church who are waiting to be invited, trained, and sent. Mobilized ministry can bring health to the pastor, strength to the church, and more gospel touch points in the community. In the next video, we will talk about reaching more people through more ministers.